Hello, I'm Mark Dodich of AstroMark Services. This is a short talk on the significant planetary shifts of 2023. For those of you who are used to my full two-hour lecture that I've done every year, I am in semi-retirement now, but I still wanted to provide the information, so this is just a shortened version. And of course, everyone needs to know that I'm going to keep up the quarterly newsletter, the new and email newsletter, to add details as the year progresses. So here we go. First off, I'd like to just do a quick centering, ask you to call in to your divine essence, that core of your being, to fill it with love and light and healing and joy and prosperity, opening to the highest energies that 2023 has to offer, inviting in our guides and healers, those who watch over us and help us, welcome and thank them. Ask that all that go on here be in the highest good, our words in the highest truth. So first off, there are four significant things. So I'm cherry picking the big stuff for this short talk that are going to affect your life. And truly, my belief is come 2024, we're all going to have changed in significant ways. And perhaps as an astrologer, we talk about these changes that are coming every year. But I got to tell you, these are big. You know, and for people who have been saying to me things like, when's it going to ease up? When's it going to lighten up, Mark? I wouldn't say that this year's such a year. I'm fond of saying we chose to be born on the planet this time to help it go through this big transformation. And there it is. So just the short list. Pluto is moving into Aquarius. That only happens every 248 years. Saturn moves into Pisces. That only happens every 29 years. Jupiter will be moving into the sign Taurus. That happens once 1 year out of every 12 years. And then the spiritual destiny nodes of the moon, which are more abstract points, more esoteric points, are going to be moving into Aries and Libra as we get to this summer, and that happens basically every 18 and a half years. So bigger things going on, and the further a planet is away from the sun, the longer it takes to do its thing. But the main thing to get across, there's no going back. For those people who are looking to go back to the world that used to be, sorry, it's going to change in much more dramatic ways. So we'll begin with Pluto. So Pluto, on the worldly level, like a regular astrology reading, is basically a death and rebirth. It's a let go and let God. It's a burn my bridges behind me kind of a planet. It takes you down to the very depths of your being. I'm fond of joking that it helps you cleanse the bottom of the emotional drain at the bottom of the emotional swamp so that we're able to rise up like the phoenix out of the ashes. Well, Pluto has been moving through Capricorn since 2008, and the last time that really went on would have been at the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. So you've probably heard the astrologers talking during 2022 that Pluto had returned to its home base. So when we look at the world over the past several years, we say, geez, systems are breaking down, everything's falling apart, it's kind of scary. But when you step back from it, you look and you say, this has been coming because it was in Capricorn and it's finishing Capricorn during 2023, which is about structure, it's about infrastructure, it's about taxes, it's about bureaucracy and government kinds of things. So naturally, all of those things have been breaking down because we're at the end of a cycle. So during 2023, Pluto's going to start being in Capricorn until March 23rd. And then on March 23rd to June 11th, Pluto starts moving into Aquarius. Now there's 30 degrees in a sign, but it only moves into the first degree. So I call that testing the water. You know, you put your toes in to decide if you want to jump in or not. Or sometimes I like to call it a movie preview. We're going to get a teaser between March and June of what's coming for 20 years starting in 2024. Okay, so the reason for doing astrology is to say, gee, if I see what's coming down the road, I'm going to get ready for it. So first off, we're going to say since 2008, what are we releasing? What are we done with? What do we not want to carry forward into this new cycle? Well, Aquarius And let's just start with the last time Pluto was in Aquarius. Not that it has to happen again, hopefully. But between 1778 and 1798 was the last time Pluto was in Aquarius. And of course, the big thing for the United States that was going on at that point in time was the Revolutionary War. So on some level, we are opening up to a new way. And Aquarius is about holding higher ideals. And the idea with our country was it was based upon higher principles, higher things, not necessarily the revolution we saw at the July 6th at the Capitol building was more of an anger thing rather than a higher ideal kind of a thing, in my viewpoint. And of course, I'll probably get some nasty emails from some people on that, but so be it. So, Aquarius. Of course, Aquarius is associated with technology. Rulership's the word we use in astrology. A planet rules or a sign rules certain activities. So obviously, technology is getting ready to go gung-ho in a much faster direction. And you think it's already been fast. No, it's just getting started. It's just getting ramped up. And of course, we're talking about a 20-year plan because when Pluto's fully in Aquarius in 2024, it's going to go to about 2044. So long time. And so you have to look at things in generational terms when you get to these far out planets. Okay. But Pluto's associated with atomic energy. We've recently had some discoveries in the news about new ways to use fission material that doesn't create the negative byproducts. And of course, as they said in the articles, it's going to take a while to develop this. Well, here it is at the forefront of Pluto moving into Aquarius, Pluto ruling, atomic fission and things of that nature. Okay, now it's also the aerospace industry, and so we know that we already have a good start at the privatization of aerospace, and that's coming. We are coming up with new jets that can go very fast, very far without some of the negative impact that previous, like the Concorde had. Okay, so on that level, we're all getting ready to have a personal revolution on the society level. On your own level, Aquarius is first off about holding the higher ideal. What is the higher ideal you're holding for yourself? So as you're listening to this, maybe afterwards spend a little time thinking, what is the ideal that you are creating in your life? Not just what do I have to deal with from my past, because see, it's very easy for humans to look to the past and say, well, this is the way it's always been. However, when you have a change like this, Pluto moving into Aquarius, every 248 years, you can't go on the past because Aquarius is future-oriented. Now, each of the signs has a positive and a negative interpretation. The positive interpretation of Aquarius is it's associated with friends, groups, organizations, going out and creating win-win environments. So it wouldn't be a surprise after we've all gone through this period of COVID and many people hunkered down and went home and hide out, that they're thinking it's time to stretch out and reach new groups, friends, organizations, or participate on new levels. So we'll see how that plays out gradually in the new year, 2023. Now, on another level, the less nice level, Aquarius can be hard-headed. It's what we call a fixed sign. Fixed signs are great at persevering and enduring, and they're the ones that say, I'm a survivor, I can get through anything. The problem is they can also get rigid in their way of thinking and do my way or the highway. And, of course, that can be very problematic when you think of Congress, getting nothing done because no side will give on either side. So that would be the negative. And if we're trying to create win-win environments, that's the more positive interpretation of that. And it's also about playing nicely together, whether we're a Democrat or Republican or a racial or religious differences. So we'll see more of an integration coming together of people who don't normally play together, shall we say. And that'll be a good thing. Now, there's also the esoteric interpretation. As many of you know, I work with the seven rays, which is the more esoteric side of astrology. On my website, astromark.us, there is a free seven rays explained document, along with other freebies that are there. Anyways, at the website, astromark.us, you just go to topics tab and then free astrology resources, and you can download lots of information. But Pluto is associated with the first ray. So think of Archangel Michael, a master by the name of El Moria. Many people believe El Moria was Abraham from the Bible, which is part of the reason for me leading a trip to Turkey in the spring to go to Göbekli Tepe, a World Heritage Site that people believe that Abraham lived there. Okay, so very ancient information. So first ray associated with Pluto, will, power, unity, wholeness, oneness. It's about transmutation, a changing of energy. It's about letting go of old energy. I like to call it a Roto-Rooter type of energy. And the reason I do that is, first, Pluto is associated with the elimination system of the body. And second, think of Archangel Michael, the guy with the sword. I've got pictures of all the masters on the website that you can find. It would be on the website under Astrology Shop and Astrology Products if you want to go see thumbnail pictures of the various masters I talk about. But Archangel Michael, everybody knows, he's the guy with the sword. And I like to say that anything that gets between you and God's source, whatever you call it, God, creation, universe, the great central sun, would be different names for all that is. We would want to take anything that gets between us and that God source that doesn't belong there. Fears, ego, self-worth, any of the negative stuff we pick up just going through life. And all that needs to be roto-rooted out so that when we use our power, we're using it based upon our connection to source. And that's a very good thing. The reason people tend to not like Pluto when they hear an astrologer say, oh, you're under this heavy-duty Pluto transit, is because they have to let go of whatever they're done with. And my experience is usually with Pluto, you know what it is that needs to be let go of. However, you're faced with the reality of, oh my God, here it is. Okay? But think about Aquarius. It has to do with freedom. Well, we're being let go to set ourselves free to a whole new level. Now, the Aquarius is associated with the fifth ray, which we call concrete knowledge and science. But it is also, it's a ray of healing. It's associated with a master by the name of Hilarion and Archangel Raphael, who, even in traditional religions, has been associated with healing. So, some of the people to watch, I just took a quick look. Jennifer Aniston, you know, the actress, has her Mercury, which is communications, it's the media, at the very beginning of Aquarius. So, we'll want to watch to see what the news has to say about hers. As Pluto moves into Aquarius, Judi Dench, also an actress, has her soul destiny at 2 degrees of Aquarius. Now, as they say, Pluto's only moving up to the first degree of Aquarius this year, but it gets pretty darn close, so Judi Dench would be another one to watch. And also Michelle Obama, which for her it's going to be bigger in 2024, 2025. Her Mars, her masculine side warrior, is in the early degrees of Aquarius. And of course, that wouldn't be a surprise if she has something to say in regards to the next presidential elections. Okay, but just kind of a summary on the Pluto moving into Aquarius, because it does start and end the year in Capricorn, what do we need to complete? And Capricorn rules the core foundation of your life, so it's really important to say, I need to take care of some of the core basic things to get myself reorganized, to ready for this new thing to come, even if you don't know what it is. But guaranteed, your life is going to change in 2023, and so you want to allow that to happen, even if you don't know where it's going or what it's going to be. It's about making space in your life for this yet unknown thing and trusting that it is coming down the pike. But basically between March and June, you're getting teasers and hints about what's going to be coming, which then helps you start to take steps in action in that direction. Okay? So that's the big one this year. And the next biggest one is the planet Saturn. And I know everybody groans when you hear, oh, Saturn's doing something. But astrologers always forget to tell people that Saturn produces rewards. It's just you have to do your work first and then get your reward. So it's not like a credit card where you get your reward and then pay for it later on. Okay? So, Saturn is just leaving the sign Aquarius. Basically, it was in Aquarius from December of 2020 and through March of this year, early March of this year. And now it's time to move to the next thing. So I kind of joke that Aquarius is this mental, intellectual, scientist type of sign, and yet Pisces is more of a divine feminine, psychic, intuitive type of sign. So I'm kind of joking that it's, oh, we're moving from the scientist to the psychic over the next 2 years. Anyways, Saturn is going to move into Pisces on March 7th of this year and stay there until February of 2026, which is normal. Saturn spends 2 to 2.5 years in each sign. Okay? So, basically 1994 to 96 was the last time that was going on with Saturn and Pisces. So just think back to your life as to where were you revisioning your life. Now, Saturn is very concrete and of the earthly world. Foundations, commercial agriculture, infrastructure, taxes, government, rules, regulations, certifications, licensing are all Saturn-type things. This year, as you know, there's 30 degrees in each astrological sign. Saturn only moves into the first 7 degrees of the sign this year. So, for example, people who were born at the very beginning of Pisces, in other words, that's the last week or so of February, are the ones that are going to have Saturn going over their sun. So if you know your chart and if you know where the Pisces is, you can look to see what's going on in those early degrees of Pisces and in what house that's going on in your chart. Houses are those pie-shaped segments that are divided in a circle. And on the free resources page, there's a free astrology primer that explains all the houses and gives you all the symbols and everything if you want to see where your life is being restructured to open to a higher vision. Okay? So on the worldly level, Pisces is associated with psychics, intuitive development. It's about meditation, going to beyond the veils of this world to bring a higher vision in. It's about compassion and forgiveness. So if you've got people in your life who need some forgiveness, even if you think you've already done it, you want to pay attention if old stuff comes up to let go. Okay? So, because we don't want to carry old stuff into new places. Now, Pisces on other levels is associated with, for example, escapist drugs and alcohol would be one way of looking at that. And I don't care if your favorite escape is tobacco or caffeine, or whether it's too much TV or the kids who are addicted to computer games. Or another way we're seeing this work in the world is the, and I'm not promoting or for or against anything, but just with what's going on in the world, we see that in some states, including Oregon, we've ratified laws to bring psilocybin medicine treatments, magic mushroom treatments, into people with PTSD. And it's just really getting started because nobody really knows what to do with it. Okay, and that's one way. Or Pisces rules the ocean, and Saturn, with being a government and rules and regulations, they are fussing right now over mining certain areas at the bottom of the ocean, which could be an environmental mess, but that computers need the kind of minerals that are there. So mining of the ocean, and also you will see Saturn involved in commercial farming, and so, you know, that can be commercial fish farms out in the ocean, which again is, you know, a controversial thing, but it's definitely something that's going to come up for us to talk about. Now, Pisces is also associated with the film and photography businesses. It is associated with illusions, because basically the film industry is an illusion. So I went back to a previous time when Saturn was in Pisces, and they found that a very famous picture of the Loch Ness Monster, they finally figured out that it was a hoax. So in other words, illusions get burst. The other thing that happened previous time is back in the 1990s, as I said earlier, what do they call it? The tunnel that goes between France and Spain was open. So here was structure, government, and underneath the water, a tunnel going underneath the water. So anyways, you get the idea there. Now, if you need to get certified in something, if you need to pay off old taxes, think of issues right now. Saturn rules borders, and Pisces is space cadet, and regardless of your philosophy, our border situation is a mess. You know, it needs somebody to start to put some sort of structure to what's the right way to handle the issues that come up at the border. Okay. On another level, this could be an indicator of depression. So if you've got yourself or people in your life who have issues with depression, you're going to want to figure out some ways to handle it. And ideally, Pisces is spirituality and Saturn is discipline. So some sort of a spiritual discipline program would be a good thing to do. Okay. So now also Pisces is associated in diseases with like dementia. So hopefully they'll come up with some new ways to deal with the healing or reducing the speed that dementia takes over on people would be another way. See, Pisces is associated with drugs, regardless of whether they're legal or not legal. And Saturn is government. And we've already seen things coming in with the government of trying to regulate various medications, such as diabetic medications and all that. I would expect that that's going to increase government control of drugs, legal and illegal. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, there's also an esoteric level with Saturn, and that's associated with the third ray, which we call abstract thought and esoteric knowledge. So these are the translators of the zodiac. They're translating higher thought into a language that people can understand and doing so in a non-judgmental way. So all of us are going to have lessons, since it's in Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, of how do we translate higher thought into a language that people who don't understand higher thought can get. So, and that also entails how much can a person handle or at what level can they handle it. In other words, we're all going to be called upon to share a higher truth, and Saturn's the wise elder, so we're all being called to bring our wise elder out over the next couple of years and communicate that rather than duck and cover and hide and don't tell anybody about our philosophy. And the trick is, I like to use the story of Jesus. When he talked to his apostles, he could talk on one level because they were more evolved people. And when he went out to talk to the masses, he talked in terms of parables, loaves and fishes and what have you, because that's the level they could understand. So part of this is knowing your audience and how much they can handle. If they can handle a teaspoonful of truth, give them a teaspoonful. If they can handle a bushelful, give them a bushelful. Don't give them all a bushelful, because the ones who can't handle it will either roll their eyes back in their head and shut down or be afraid. Okay? But this is going to call all of us to communicate a higher vision from the abstract concepts, esoteric concepts, into a world that doesn't necessarily understand that. Now, this can also involve holding the vision for people. So quite often we need to hold this higher vision for other people and help them step into it, not do it for them. Okay? So very important. But if you're holding any illusions, you can bet they're going to get burst this year, because to get enlightened, you have to burst illusions to get there. Okay, opening to higher vision, Saturn is associated in the body with bone, skin, teeth, knees, hair, so take care of your skeletal structure. Pisces has to do with our dreams, so watching your dreams. Sleep patterns, whether we're sleeping appropriately, too much or too little. It also has to do with immune system type things. So we'll see how that plays out, because I don't want to go too far afield, but the planet Neptune has been in Pisces for several years now, as part of 14 years that it takes Neptune to go through a sign. And we all knew as astrologers that Neptune in Pisces was a signature of plagues, such as the Black Plague. And so COVID and some of the other diseases we've had over since Neptune's been in Pisces, it was not a surprise to us. How large it was maybe a surprise to us. But I don't want to go back into the old triple conjunction in Capricorn that occurred a couple years ago that kind of set it all off. That's a whole nother can of worms to open up. So, anyways, the thought on that is either getting more disciplined or getting government more involved in the prevention of future diseases. Or just on a very simple level, since Saturn rules the skeletal structure of the body and Pisces rules your feet, it would be important to wear proper shoes if you're going to go hiking. And to go backwards a minute, Pluto in Aquarius, well, Aquarius rules ankles and calves, you know, below the knee. So part of the body that's really being activated by these two things that we've started our conversation with are below the knee, or knee and below. So, you know, the easy answer is buy new shoes, take care of your feet and your ankles, okay? So that's Saturn in Pisces. It's going to be with us March 7th of this year till February 2026. So somehow we're going to call that grounded spiritual teacher, because Saturn is very much of this world and Pisces is very much of beyond the veils of this world. Okay, so moving along, we're going to go to Jupiter. Now, let me take you backwards to get you forward. Jupiter spends about a year in each sign. Jupiter is the god of blessings and abundance. Jupiter is the god of opening and expanding our belief system. Those things that we didn't think possible, when we open our mind, open our consciousness, we find out that there's a whole lot more. And so raising our consciousness helps us to accomplish that very goal. I'll butcher it, but I'm sure you all know the old quote by Einstein that you can't solve the problems at the level you created the problems at. You need to raise your consciousness so that you can see the higher perspective in order to solve problems that you created or society created at a lower frequency. Okay? So, anyways, I know I butchered that quote. Sorry about that, but I think you know where I'm trying to go with that. So, all of us raising our consciousness. So, between the middle of May of 2022 and October 30th of 2022, Jupiter tested the waters of Aries. It just moved in for a few months to try it out. Aries is pioneer a new path. It's athletics. In esoteric astrology, Aries is about communicating right action into the world. Jupiter is about speaking higher truth, whether people love you or not, but not ramming truth down their throat if they're not ready to listen. And so we got the teaser. Now, at winter solstice, December 2022, Jupiter moved back into Aries after taking a short trip back into Pisces to finish old business from 2022. And it is in Aries until May 16th, 2023. So that is kind of a start in the year off on being willing to pioneer a new path. And Aries is the kind of sign that says you got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps. If you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. So get off your butt and get going. It's also a good sign for exercise for people who are starting a new exercise program in the year. Okay? Just be careful because Jupiter believes in overdoing things. Jupiter believes more is better. So if you haven't been exercising and you decide to get yourself into the gym for the new year, yoga or dance or Tai Chi, whatever you decide to do, you don't want to just try to catch up for lost time because you can hurt yourself. See, Jupiter is associated with liver, lower back, sciatic, and hips. So we don't want to overdo it and, you know, have our lower back feeling it if we're doing that. So what is getting ready to happen then is May 16th, 2023 until May of 2024, Jupiter's going to move into Taurus. Now, Taurus has to do with money, property, possessions, stocks, and bonds. The chart for the New York Stock Exchange has lots of Taurus in it. Personally, I think that that will be a good year for Jupiter and Taurus because Taurus is kind of, to be perfectly crass, it's the sign that says go make money. Now, not all Tauruses are about money. Many of them are about art and creativity and sensual pleasures. They like their flowers and their chocolate. They like the flowers in their front yard that they plant would be one level. And the other level you'll see with Taurus is real estate, with people buying or selling property or renovating property would be the kind of thing. Okay? So, things like durable goods. Taurus rules things that last for a while. So like when you buy a new sofa, when you buy a new a mattress, you know, you're spending money in what we'll call something that's going to be with you for a while. Okay? And Taurus is willing to work hard for what it gets. It generally likes to get nice things. It's not a cheapskate. It's also frugal at the same time, but it's not a cheapskate because it says, gee, if I buy a new mattress that's going to last me for 10 years, I want it to be a good mattress, okay? And so that's kind of the level of thinking that's going on. And personally, I think that that's going to help the economy. And we'll just watch and see. I'm not a financial astrologer by any stretch of the imagination, but Jupiter in Taurus is really good for manifesting. Okay, so there's also an esoteric interpretation. Jupiter is associated with the second ray of unconditional love and wisdom. I always like to use the story of Jesus goes to the leper colony. So, in other words, what this is going to entail in you is seeing through the outer crust of people to connect up with their spirit of divine. So here is this wise master vibrating in his God self, his divine self, his Christ self, whatever we're going to call that frequency of vibration, goes into the leper colony and surrounds and enfolds all those people in that vibration. And as outsiders, we see a miraculous healing of the leper colony. The truth is they just remembered who they were in their divine self because they were soaking in it from this master who was walking amongst them. And how could they be anything different? So part of that lesson of this Jupiter, Jupiter in general, both now in Aries and in, when it gets into Taurus, is we need to see through the outer crust of people to connect up with who they really are. And then help them bring that spark of their divine or their higher self or whatever you want to call that out into the world. All right? So we also have Taurus is one of the signs associated with the fourth ray. In the seven ray work, we work with triads. And the triad of the is Taurus, Scorpio, and Sagittarius for the fourth ray of harmony through conflict. So what this ray is about, it's about we throw you off center, and then you find your way back to center. And then you think, oh, what a smart person I am. I did this. And then it throws you off center, and you find your way back again. It's a process of releasing and getting through your emotions. It doesn't mean you have to live in chaos and conflict. But as you start to open up to this energy, you get knocked off center less often. And when you do get knocked off, you find your way back faster. And I will tell you that people around you will start to notice. Gee, why aren't you buying into the latest soap opera of whatever's on the news at the time? And they will say, I want that too. And so this is going to bring lessons for everybody in what I call knowing the difference between sympathy and empathy, where sympathy is we'll jump into quicksand together and go down together, and empathy is I'll offer you a handout, but I'm not coming into your soap opera. And so I've seen people with this fourth ray, of which we're talking about Taurus at this point, go in two different directions. And one is they end up being like a counselor because they're helping people step out of their soap opera to live in a higher set of values. Taurus is about our values. And the other level I see is people going in more of an artistic direction to bring this about. And as an example, I like the music of Stephen Halpern, who's got a CD called Chakra Suite. And all you have to do is put that on and listen to it, and it rebalances your chakras at the end of the day. Or say you see some weird Tibetan wall hanging. Just looking at that, even though you know don't know what all those weird symbols and monsters and all that are, has a vibration that it carries with you. So some people do that through transmission of higher truth through art, and others do it more as a counselor with that fourth ray. And then, of course, Jupiter is a coach, teacher, mentor, minister. It's a world traveler. It rules publishing. So some people are going to say it's time to publish my book. Other people are going to say I'm ready to go see the world. What's next? Okay, so, and then others are going to be dealing with tangible things, buying and selling property or improving your property for when it is time to sell, when interest rates start to level off and all the rest. Okay, so anyway, as a rule, people like Jupiter because it's expansive, but the trick is you have to open your belief system to more. If you're staying in old stuck blinders, Jupiter doesn't help much because he calls you to take a risk on yourself to go create your dreams, your vision. The thing is, in Taurus is not really a big risk-taking sign, so I'm going to call this a year of conservative risk-taking, would be my way, but it requires us to open our belief system and say, I'm ready for more. Now, the fourth thing is the spiritual destiny nodes. Now, the nodes of the moon are mathematical points having to do with the orbit of the moon around the earth and the earth around the sun. Okay? The Hindus would call it your karma and your dharma. What did I bring into this life and what do I need to do with it? Okay? No judgment on the word karma. Well, since January of 2022 until July 2023, the nodes have been in Taurus and Scorpio, which again, Taurus and Scorpio, as I just said with Jupiter, are two of the three signs associated with the harmony through conflict. So we've all been going through the depths of our being to decide what do I value and what do I no longer value. And that's winding down. Now, I should tell you for the astrologers who are listening out there, the nodes travel from 30 degrees down to 0 degrees, where planets go from 0 degrees up to 30 degrees. So spiritual things go in a clockwise direction, and earthly things go in a counterclockwise direction. And I tell you that because during the first 6 months of this year, the nodes are in the early degrees of Taurus and Scorpio. So if you have planets in the early degrees of Taurus and Scorpio, like say you were born in the last 10 days of October or the last 10 days of April when the sun was going through Taurus, these nodes would be going over your chart. And see, the nodes have an 18 and a half year cycle. So when they touch something in your chart, it's only every 18 and a half years. Anyway, we'll move on from that. I won't get too technical. But on July 18th, July 17th, 18th, depending on your time zone, the nodes are going to move into the next set of signs until January of 2025. And that is Aries and Libra. Now, the last time the nodes were in Aries and Libra would have been December of 2004 to June of 2006, if you want to look back to see what was going on in your life. But Aries is, I need to pioneer a new path, I need my independence, I need my space. And Libra is about relationships and sharing and playing nicely with others. So how are you balancing your relationship needs and your independence needs? Are you too skewed on one side versus the other? Do you need to rebalance those things? Now, there's also esoteric interpretations, and with Aries, we associate it esoterically with the planet Mercury, and so that has to do with communicating right action, okay? And then Libra is associated with the planet Uranus, which is seventh ray of transmutation, the violet flame, Saint Germain, and that is revolutionizing people's value systems so they live in a higher balance. But the key earthly way to talk about it is, oh, we're all going to be rebalancing our relationship needs and our independent needs. And how do we pioneer new paths with Aries and have the courage to pioneer new paths, but not necessarily have to do it all ourselves? What is the balance of sharing with others? So those are the four big things that are going on this year. Other things that, you know, we'll talk about in like coming newsletters are the nodes are the eclipses are shifting signs, just like the nodes are changing signs. They're leaving Taurus and Scorpio, which had to do with our values, old emotions, deep emotions, and moving into these pioneer new paths and share and play nicely with others. That how do we be in a relationship but not lose ourselves, and how do we keep our independence but still make the compromises necessarily in relationships? So all of that's going on this year, and, you know, of course, as every year, you know, bad things happen, crazy things happen, but if you can step back from it and see what is the bigger thing that's going on here, of course, Pluto in Capricorn has been breaking down the structure, as we said in the beginning. That's needed to create the next thing. And so all of us really need to go in, and what I call that humanity is at a choice point of what kind of planet do we want to live on? And whether we're, you see the people fighting over, oh, that's going to cost too much, or this or that, or all the things that, you know, people fight over in the media and what have you. If we could all just kind of take a breath and step back from that and open up to the higher truth, the higher vision. I mean, the United States of America was founded on a higher vision, and here it is, the same energy that was present in the Revolutionary War is going to be present on planet Earth for the next 20 years, so there's opportunity if we step beyond our ego and our anger. What a wonderful opportunity this will be for people, and for the planet, and for whatever's coming down the road. And so let's all step into the higher vision, be willing to go beyond the veils to bring a vision in for what is in our highest good, and you'll make it much easier. I'm just fond of saying in astrology that, you know, when you know your astrology, you still have to go through the same stuff you would otherwise, but at least you have an awareness of what's going on so that you don't buy into the drama and the soap opera of the drama queens and kings of the world. All right. Now, also on my website, I've had some problems explaining to people my semi-retirement and just what that means. So I put a document up on the website to help explain. I've had a small price increase in 2023, not that much. My 1 hour went from 170 to 180. I haven't had a price increase in many years. And I'm actually still below the market. And an explanation of what services are available. Basically, clients who were with me prior to 2022 can have anything they want until October of 2023. And clients from 2022 and current 2023 can have the 7-ray esoteric astrology reading. And after you've had the initial reading, the periodic updates to your chart with transits and progressions. So, but that's what will be explained in better ways on the document on the website. And I do expect, as I said, to continue the quarterly newsletter and the email newsletter through 2023. At the end of 2023, we'll decide, you know, what's changed and what's next. It's a little hard to see when we're just starting this new 20-year plan. All right. Anyway, I do want to thank you for listening. I want to thank all of you who have participated in readings and classes and newsletters and all the rest. You've been a blessing in my life. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish you a great new year, health, healing, prosperity, all things in your highest good, and be well.